The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with Alan and Robin Ellis here with the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. And good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm awake. I'm here, and I'm happy.
Awake, here, and happy. Well, that's good. Three things to be. Great. Glad to hear that. We talk about fishing, hunting in the great outdoors. It's hot out there. Wow, it really is. It's been going to be in the high 80s, low 90s all week, so a little bit of rain coming in the weekend, and then again at the end of next week. Why does it always rain on the weekends?
Tonight.
Why does it always rain on the weekends?
I don't know.
I don't know either. So.
But I do know I'm not going out when I don't have to.
Not in this heat, that's for sure. So.
I just don't. I like a lot of things. I love weather. I hate heat.
You love weather and you hate heat.
Mm-hmm.
Winter or weather?
I like weather. I like storms. I like rain. I like all that kind of stuff. I love snow more than anything, but I don't like heat.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people are in that same boat. I mean, it certainly runs the electric bill up by trying to cool your home down in this stuff. Good insulation helps, of course, but I was out yesterday, and it's uncomfortable. And now there's not a lot of high humidity yesterday, but I'm thinking with the storms coming in today, it's going to get a little sticky out there. So, anyway, if you're out and about, out in the outdoors, please be careful. Plenty of hydration. Don't stay out in the heat all, you know, too long. Drink a lot of water and stay in the shade if you possibly can. And don't forget your sunscreen. As someone,
mosquito spray.
Robin says mosquito spray. That's right.
That's another thing I don't like about summer. Mosquitoes tear me up.
Yes, they do. And
they absolutely love me. I might not have any other fans in the world, but a mosquito will go out of his way to meet me.
Yeah, and I've been told, and I haven't done a lot of research on it, but mosquitoes tear people up. Some people more than others. You more than me. We'll go out there side by side on the deck and sit for a few minutes, and Robert will have six mosquito bites, and I won't have any. They used to tear me up when I was a kid. Oh, my gosh. They would bite my ankles when we were fishing, and I would get big welts on me and itch and scratch. It was almost like poison ivy. And
you open that up for me to really come back with something, but I won't.
Oh, I got poison ivy a couple
no,
times.
That's not what I mean.
What's that? Mosquitoes love me?
They did love you.
They did love me.
You got old and bitter. Sorry. I had to throw it in there.
Old and bitter. Is that what you think of me? Your loving husband who adores you?
Old and bitter.
Old and bitter.
But you said, never mind.
I know.
You said they used to love you because you were sweet. And then kind of flew with it. That's all.
I got it. So that means you're sweet and they like to bite you.
Well,
huh?
It's a matter of a mosquito's opinion.
Well, flies are attracted to you too. What's that say?
It says we got too many chickens next door.
Oh. Yeah, that's a very unusual odor to wake up to. When the wind's right, chicken and ducks right next door.
Yeah.
Yeah, no question.
Let me put it this way. I am not a happy camper.
Not when the wind's blowing this way. You're right about that. So, All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. That's how you get connected to the Outdoors and Radio Show. That's how you get to talk to Robin and I. And that's also how you get to enter a drawing for the fishing tackle giveaway. This is coming up the last Saturday of this week, and we contacted our winner last week, and I'm sure the fish and tackle's on the way. So coming up in the second hour, we'll have Dan Cox, candidate for governor of Maryland, Republican candidate for governor of Maryland. He'll be joining us in the 6 o'clock hour, and we look forward to hearing from him. And we will kind of limit the it will kind of change the criteria for calling in for the fishing tackle in the second hour. If you just want to enter for the fishing tackle, call in. Aaron will write your name and number down. If you don't want to go on the air with Dan Cox, and we're going to keep it to the interview with Dan Cox in the second hour. Fair enough, Robin?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Yep. Or they can email you if they want.
Do what?
Get in for the fishing tackle.
Email?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they can wait till next week because we've got
Plenty of time. Plenty of time. Yeah.
Yeah. We just want to give him his time and
I got
stick
it.
To the program.
All right. So Captain Don's trying to connect online. He couldn't connect. Tried to call the station for some reason. It's not going through. Ringing, but no one's picking up. So, Aaron, I don't know what's going on with that. That's from Captain Don. So, Captain Don, try 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Anybody and everybody that would like to call and find out whether lines are working, we'd love to have you just inundate Aaron with some phone calls right now.
You there, Aaron?
Why?
Alan, he doesn't know why yet.
You don't know? Oh, you're talking to the engineer. Okay, well, guess what? We're having problems with the Internet. That tells us something there, Captain Don. Keep trying on that. I don't know what the solution is. But we'll go from there. Technical difficulty. Anyway, Robin's checking as well. Anything? Nothing on the mobile app?
Nope. And let me try one other thing.
Try another. The mobile app is not working. Sorry to hear that. I'll tell you what is working, though, ladies and gentlemen. As of yesterday, one of our four websites that went down because of upgrades to software and things like that from Windows is now working. The Maryland Hunting Quarterly summer issue is now online with a brand new redesigned website. Take a look. It's MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. You can click through there. You can see how the new site has been redesigned, and the new sites will be also going up in the next few weeks are Bucks, Bears, Stags, Maryland Loves Crabs, and Eastern Shore. So the first one was the most difficult, of course, because our guy had to figure out how to do the online version of the book. And we want to thank Bob Lynch, who's been a guest on this show before, BV Creative Designs, for getting us back in business on our Maryland Hunting Quarterly website. Everything's working good. It looks good. It's leaner, meaner, and a lot of pictures of our that have been in the magazine that we put on there. So we're just happy. If you would click through that, you can read, like I said, you can read the summer issue now. There's some good stuff in there.
I really like the updates. It looks really good. I mean, I've always loved our site.
Yeah.
But it's just nice to refresh yourself every once in a while.
Yep, exactly. So, and next one will be Maryland Loves Crabs, and then after that, Bucks, Bears, Stags, and then after that, the other one. So there we are. Okay. So we don't have any callers on the line there, Aaron? All right, that sounds good. While we're doing that, time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway Exit 9. I was in there the other day, and glad to always walk around the store and see what's new and exciting. And I was looking at some fishing rod and reel combinations. I was looking at the Fluger rods and reels. I was looking at the Shakespeare, checking out the ugly sticks. Didn't need any line, but there is a big line winding station there. If you need new line on your fishing reels, it's always a good idea to replace that every year or two. And Clyde's can do that with a premium monofilament line. Checked out the rack of St. Croix rods. I love looking at the St. Croix rods. They're just really nice to put in your hand and fish with those. So anyway, Clyde's he's all ready to go with everything you need for crabbing. He's got the baskets and lids. He's got the crab traps. He's got the seasoning. He's got the steamers. He's got all the little accessories too. And as far as the fishing, live and frozen bait and minnows, crab bait, a fishing license, rod repairs, and tackle for any type of fishing you would like to do. He's got the circle hooks for rockfish and bucktails and umbrellas and parachutes as well. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number 410-242-6108. The website is updated also, www.clydesfishinggear.com. Clydesfishinggear.com. So, we have old Backyard Billy's up there. I'll tell you what, they're booming. They're booming. These hot days, people want to get out in the backyard. They want to have crab feasts and so forth with their family and friends, and we want to help them do that. We certainly do. So, I would say, head on over to Backyard Billy's. They're located exit 44, right off US 50, and like I said, summer's here. Time to dress up that backyard for fun times with your family and friends. Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. Giant section of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture. That's giant selection is what I meant to say, including tables and chairs, especially over 300 of those Adirondack chairs in stock. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside the showroom, Backyard Billy's, check out the barbecue grills, the pellet grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and fire rings. If you want to have a little cookout there in the backyard, you can do that too. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, any theme, any budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillies.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good crabs and some good times? Well, the Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 40 years and knows seafood. Now, their Good Times Crab House is here in Baltimore. Good Times Crab House is located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18B. That's Route 26 West Liberty Road, convenient to anywhere in Baltimore. Head for Good Times Crab House for the freshest Maryland crabs, crab meat, golf shrimp, snow crab legs, and Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast with catering to serve over 200 guests for your large events. Call 443-657-7187. Look for Good Times Crab House on Facebook for their daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187 for crabs, catering, good crabs, and good times. Only 1 minute off the Beltway. It's Good Times Crab House. Call ahead, 443-657-7187.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
It's all set. They got the bug boy on.
The bug boy.
The little fella's been riding his heart out. They're going to break his maiden.
Really?
But it's a little slow out there. It rained last night.
Oh, this baby loves the slop. Loves it. Eats it up.
Eats the slop. Born the slop. His father was a mutter.
His father was a mutter.
His mother was a mutter.
His mother was a mutter.
What did I just say?
All right. A little Seinfeld action there. Yep. Let's talk to Butch in Denton. Good morning, Butch.
Good morning, Rob. I've got a deer question for you.
All right.
We've got two of them that hang around here, and we were sitting outside, and they come like 15 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
And one was skinny, and I called over to Annapolis, and I told them about the deer problem I have here, and they said, well, as long as it's eaten, don't worry about it.
Right.
So anyway, my wife was walking from the mailbox the other day, and she turned around. There's one about 5 feet away from her, following her down to the house.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, there was two of them. And you can walk right up to them.
Hmm. Interesting. So they are feeding, though, right?
Yeah, they're eating, you know.
Well, they become used to you. They become used to your scent. They know you're not a threat. And I think, you know, they just like where they are.
Yeah, but they're not as scared.
No, they're not afraid. They're not afraid. Now, keep your eye on them. I mean, it's a, you know, there's always some things that can happen to deer. A lot of different things can happen to deer, but you said it's skinny. This time of year, they do appear thin, especially after the doe's given birth. You know that she's going to have lost that birth weight. So, you know, if they appear healthy and you don't see them, you know, wandering around in a circle or acting stupid, you're probably okay.
Yeah, they're just like pets now. They're coming closer and closer.
My mom said like that too.
Yeah.
They eat my bird seed. They got a bird feeder hanging up, a big one, and they eat the bird seed. And then from there, at 15 feet over, got a bird bath, and they go over and drink that.
Mm-hmm.
Come over towards us, and they're real. I mean, you can get 5 feet away from them.
Yeah, well, like I said, they know you're not a threat, and they've grown used to your pattern there, your scent, and everything else. So
be on alert.
Yep, just watch for, you know, any other odd behavior. You know what I mean?
Uh huh.
But they can also. So
they're good to have around here, right?
What's that?
I said they're good to have around here.
If you like them, absolutely.
Yeah. Do you think I can see them?
Do I think you could feed them? I like to kind of discourage people feeding them. I mean, there's really nothing they need right now. They eat, you said they're eating. I mean, you could throw a couple apples out or something every now and then, but I don't know that I'd make it a habit to, you know, throw out corn or anything. Their digestive system is built to exist in the wild.
Oh, gotcha. I know one thing.
Lost him.
Yeah, I got a blueberry patch here, and they like them, and that's the only thing I don't like about them.
They eat your blueberries before you can get to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it. I understand.
Nothing like fresh blueberries.
Nothing like fresh. We got to get up to your dad's place and see if we can get some of those raspberries.
Okay.
So I didn't notice them the other day, but I'm guessing they're about ready to go.
Last time we were down there, man, they were
hanging heavy. Looks like a good fruit crop this year.
Well, Al and I lived here for 39 years. I've seen deer on the property, and as soon as you open the door up, they run. You know, but
yep.
I've never had them come up this close to me.
Huh. Well, I guess you're blessed.
Yeah, I guess so. And I was talking to my neighbor the other day, and he was walking his dog, and the deer come over to him.
Interesting.
With the dog there, you know?
Yeah.
And he followed him into the house. Well, not into it, but when he went in the house, he closed the door, and the deer just stayed about 15 feet away.
Right.
But I've never seen them this friendly.
Yeah. I don't know if there's something going on or if these deer have been around long enough to get used to you. That's all I can tell you, buddy. I don't know how to say it any other way. So.
All right, Alan. Nice
talking to you. All right, buddy. Nice talking to you. Happy 4th, yes.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
See you, Butch. All right, let's talk to Bill in Perry Hall. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Pretty good, Alan. I heard yesterday, good morning, Robin.
Morning.
Yesterday on the radio that they want to put another bay bridge down at Kent Nares.
That's true.
And tear down the other two that they're too old. Well, does that mean they're going to tear down Chesapeake Bay Bridge and Tunnel or 895?
Now, who knows?
Because that would be a big environmental impact if they tear the old bridges down and then the ships coming through and they mess up the fishing.
I don't think they're doing that. They're trying to get traffic across faster.
They could alleviate it and put them someplace else, like through Baltimore, through Miller's Island, or Chesapeake, Maryland, down there, and they were to Cambridge or something like that to alleviate traffic. You got so many cars trying to get into a stroll in Kent Narrows there.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't understand.
That's not going to alleviate the problem, but the little lady on the radio said the bridges are too old to tear them down.
They're too old to tear down?
That's why they want to tear them down.
Oh, they're too old.
I hadn't heard they were going to tear them down.
No, I hadn't heard that.
I heard they were taking another one to make more traffic flow easier.
Yeah.
Which I didn't understand putting on Kent Island because, like you said, it's like a straw.
That's a bottleneck. You know, it really is.
They're doing it to the Paddy Bridge, not...
They need to dredge out these rivers. From environmental impact, the fish can't get up the Susquehanna.
Right.
But there used to be 100 foot of water. Now it's 100 foot of mud since Agnes.
That's true.
And all the seaweed and stuff and growth from the bottom of the bay can't grow in mud. It used to grow in sand.
That's true. That's also true.
You know.
And we need those grasses to... you know, to photosynthesize and take care of some of that pollution, some of the crabs and oysters, absolutely.
Crabs used to come up the gunpowder, go up through the rocks, the same way as the Susquehanna.
That's true.
And the Susquehanna goes all the way to New York, and that dam's on the other side of the dam, it's so much mud built up, if that dam ever broke, it would fill up Chesapeake Bay, and it would end our ships from coming into the bay, into the harbor.
Well, it'd be a lot of mud, that's for sure.
That's for sure, because there's hundreds and hundreds of tons every time a storm comes through when they open the gates up.
That's right. You're correct. You are correct. And, you know, here's the thing. Here's the thing about these power companies, you know. I mean, we pay them to provide electricity to us, and they do. And they do a very efficient, effective job. But they have so much money when they're facing an environmental issue like we've got here at Conowingo, all right? All they do is say, well, you know, we'll do our part. We'll do our part. Here's some money. And everybody goes, okay, thanks for the money. And nothing gets done.
Yeah. It's in a lot of places. Nothing gets done.
That's true. So, but I think we just passed, didn't we pass a several trillion dollar or several a huge amount of infrastructure bill here in Congress? Didn't we?
Yeah, I'm going to go to Chesapeake Bay.
We'll see what happens. So.
And I got one more thing to say. I don't know if I can say it. We have a German festival next week at the Millennium Fairgrounds the 9th and 10th.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I appreciate you taking my call.
You got it. Take care now.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Time for our second break. That was nice having a couple callers in there. So it was. Excuse me. We're going to take our second break right now, and Aaron will play one of our commercials, and then I'll come back and talk about Spurrier's Tire Service. Go ahead there, Aaron.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County.
Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 15 Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or truck, any make, any model, any size. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard, from garden tractors to farm tractors to lawnmowers and wheelbarrows. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including diagnosing and filling your vehicle's air conditioning problems, 24-hour truck service, and more, has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires, or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Nobody sings that like Ray, do they? Do they?
Nope.
Got it.
Go ahead.
Go after you.
No, they said the next four things we'll be short of, right, the most of anything, are kiwis, sriracha, coffee, and wine.
Wow. Four major shortages. I don't need a lot of sriracha. Haven't eaten a kiwi in a long time.
I love kiwi. I don't go out my way to buy them because I always...
You always what?
I always forget to...
Forget they're here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I love them. I just forget about them.
Yeah. What's going on with bananas? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. The whole thing's weird.
last couple of years, bananas have just been terrible. And I don't...
Different.
Yeah, they've been different. I mean, I don't know if they've...
And I told you I get that weird little brown thing.
That stem, yeah.
I've always had something little down there, but now it's like going up into the banana.
I know.
Every time. It's weird.
I like a banana and peanut butter sandwich with toast. And I ate one the other day, and I cut the banana open. I had a little tiny spot on the side, and when I sliced it, that brown spot went like halfway up through there.
That's weird.
It is weird. I don't know what's going on with bananas.
Did you hear, we talk about something funny, about the Karen or male Karen or whatever it was beeping at the guy behind him because he was taking too much long time in the drive-thru?
No.
Well, he was taking too much time in the drive-thru, according to the person behind him.
Right, of course.
So the guy decided to pay for his meal.
Right.
For him. The guy that he was beeping at.
Right.
And take it with him. So the guy had to go around.
That's pretty good.
And the manager said, sure, no problem. Somebody's paying for it. I don't care.
That's pretty funny.
The manager was mad the guy was beeping, too.
That's funny.
So
I had
he paid for it, and he wasn't happy with it.
Right. Let me pay for his meal and take it with him. That's a pretty good one. I like it.
I thought that was perfect.
That's a good way to do it. Yep. I had a buddy one time back in Pennsylvania. His truck broke down right at an intersection, and the lights changing, green, yellow, red, green, yellow, red, and the woman behind him started blowing his horn. Of course, he can't do anything. He's stuck. She's blowing a horn. He's trying to crank the truck up. Finally, this went on for I don't know how long. She never quit blowing the horn. He gets out of his truck. He walks back. He taps on her window. She rolls the window down. He says, lady, how about you go up there and try and get my truck started? I'll stay back here and blow your horn for you.
I love it.
I thought that was a great answer. So, all right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Hey, there's Dan Cox. Look at that on the TV. He'll be coming up next, 6 o'clock hour. We'll be talking with Dan about his candidacy. So, well, look at that. That's a good commercial. Protect the Second Amendment. No federal restrictions on guns. Wow. Well, we'll talk about that for sure when Dan comes up here at the 6 o'clock hour. So, Aaron, you'll be ready for that, right? You'll be talking to a state delegate, be respectful, candidate for governor, and we're looking forward to hearing what Dan has to say. So, you'll be on your best behavior. You're always on your best behavior.
I don't know what he was saying.
Who?
You.
What? I'm always respectful to those in elected office. I mean, I call them delegate, I call them senator, I use their title because they've ascended to that position.
Okay.
At least publicly.
I call him dad.
I know, you call your dad dad. I saw your dad the other day.
I know.
Yeah, I'll tell you what he said. When I greeted him earlier, I forgot to tell you what he said. So.
What did he say?
I can't say it on the air.
Everybody says something I can't say on air.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. Well, anyway, so, I mean, there wasn't a lot going on this week. I stayed home a lot this week. And
you deliver wreaths for me?
I deliver. Robin makes these beautiful wreaths, and she makes one that's red, white, and blue. It's on her Facebook page, red, white, and blue, you know, stars and stripes. It's really cool. And she had sold a couple of those to some folks, and I was delivering wreaths this week to Reisterstown and to Queenstown and
Easton
and other places as I traveled about. So it wasn't a lot of work getting done on my end as far as, you know, visiting new people. I did go and talk to all of our sponsors this week. I talked to Cloud Sports Shop, and I talked to Bay Linex and Glen Burnie, and I talked to Catonsville Linex and Battery Warehouse and a couple others. So it was fun getting out and doing that. So I always like to stay up in touch with my sponsors in case there's something new coming up, and you know, we're always on top of that. We always here's the thing: support our sponsors, folks, because we do. You know, my next set of tires coming from Spurry Tire Service. You know, we have Archery advertisers that's coming up here this in July. They'll be starting, and we'll be visiting them. We'll be buying some stuff from them. I always purchase a little fishing tackle or some ammunition or something from Clyde Sport Shop. And I've purchased a number of rifle scopes and firearms from Clyde Sport Shop. I just like to work with the people that work with me, right, Rob?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if I can recommend them to you folks, then they're Allen tested. I'm, you know, kidding about that, but it's, you know, it's kind of true that I know these folks, and, you know, I like to visit them, and I like to see what's going on in their shop, and I like to promote them the best way possible. So we hope you appreciate that. We hope you do, because if it weren't for the sponsors, you know, there wouldn't be the Outdoors and Radio Show. So please support them. 410-922-6680. This is Independence Day weekend, the long weekend, the long holiday for a lot of people. I don't know what that was.
We've got a phone caller.
Oh, got it. We have somebody on the line?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, why didn't you announce him?
Dale and Easton. Hey, Dale.
Hey, Dale and Easton. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. You too. Hope you have having a good fourth.
We are. Are you dealing with the heat?
I'm actually sitting outside right now. It's not a bad breeze, but the humidity is pretty thick. So
getting there now, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bad breeze if you smell the chickens.
A little trivia for Robin. I've always heard that the mosquitoes are attracted to people that give off a lot of carbon dioxide.
I've heard that too.
So that may be the...
That's one of the gases she gives off.
Alan Ellis.
Oh, boy.
He is... Look, he started being really stupid last night. He's just continuing it this morning.
Alan, the gentleman that called about the deer reminded me of something. Have you ever heard of any known instance where white-tailed deer have contracted rabies? When I was in Africa way back when, they had a die-off of greater kudu because of rabies.
Really?
Any mammal can contract rabies.
That's true.
But I've never heard of deer. You know, the gentleman was talking about how strange they were acting, and I've never heard of a white-tailed deer contracting rabies.
Robin, look that one up.
I will.
So. Not, nor have I, but it, you know, it absolutely makes sense if they come in contact with a vector rabbit. You know, we had a friend one time who had a horse that they had to put down because it had been bitten by a rabid fox.
Yeah.
So that's very interesting. I don't know that deer can transmit rabies to humans, but
they would come up and get aggressive and try to bite.
That's possible.
Yeah.
That's possible. So
here in Rehoboth Beach in 2021, tested positive for rabies.
Really? In Rehoboth Beach? That's interesting.
And in New York County,
Okay. Apparently it's possible, Dale.
Oh, yeah. I'm like I say, if any mammal can
yeah.
get it, it would be possible to spread it. But like I say, the die-off that we saw over there wasn't extensive, but it was, you know, we would find, occasionally find carcasses spread around, and that's what they told me. So, and I don't know how it got started, don't know the particulars, but evidently it's not common, but it doesn't, you know, it happens enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only two real things I'm seeing are the Rehoboth and New York ones, so.
Okay. I just, you know.
I would think that it would be a potential for like EHD.
Mm-hmm.
If an animal is you know, contracted EHD and is recovering, they could become, you know, they could become docile like that. There's other things that they can get. I'm thinking of circling disease, brain abscess disease. Those are two separate things. But you know, the behavior is even more. It's not.
Oh, yeah, it's not normal.
Not normal at all. Circling disease, yeah. You'll see a deer walking in a small circle in one direction, and that deer is not long. And then
might be a good question for Brian when he comes on this fall.
That might be. That might be. Yeah, that's a good one. Keep that in mind.
So. Yeah, we'll do that.
So. Oh, and Dale?
Yes, ma'am.
I will be thinking about you tomorrow on our anniversary, but I will not be thinking of Alan.
Thank you. At least I'm not in the doghouse like somebody is right now. So
not me.
Yeah. I wish you all a happy anniversary. And
thank you.
I'll try to get up and down this week.
Yeah, please. That'd be good. Thanks, Dale.
Please.
All right, y'all take care.
Have a great weekend.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Why am I in trouble? I was just...
I don't make me count the ways.
But I'm always in trouble, right?
Not this bad.
Not this bad. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Oh, my goodness. Well, I think we'll take our final break. I'll go ahead there, Aaron, and play that commercial, and then we'll talk about Backyard Billy's.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick, scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Hey, do you have that beautiful fireplace that you never use? Yeah, we did too. Just a hole in the wall. Sucked all the heat out of the room. We fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in our region. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. And I just said that. Robin and I said it twice for good reason, though. I wanted you to hear it. Robin and I selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They've provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and you should act now before the fall rush. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon so you'll be ready for the future cold weather. It's 90 degrees out there right now, but you know what? That cold weather will be here sooner than you think. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America Backyard Billies is open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Hey, crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good crabs and some good times? Well, the Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 40 years and knows seafood. Now, their Good Times Crab House is here in Baltimore. Good Times Crab House is located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18B. That's Route 26 West Liberty Road, convenient to anywhere in Baltimore. Head for Good Times Crab House for the freshest Maryland crabs, crab meat, Gulf shrimp, snow crab legs, and Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast with catering to serve over 200 guests for your large events. Call 443-657-7187. Look for Good Times Crab House on Facebook for their daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187 for crabs, catering, good crabs, and good times. Only 1 minute off the Beltway. It's Good Times Crab House. Call ahead, 443-657-7187. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's see. Yeah, we're rocking out a little bit. We got somebody on the line. There's Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Yeah, I'm Rob. How you all doing?
Doing good. You ready for the fourth?
Be a guest. Better than ever be a guest. Just
all
another day,
do.
Basically.
That's all you can do.
I guess you go ahead. Go somewhere, aren't you?
We just go to watch the fireworks up in town on Monday, Brian said this year, Alan?
I think that's what she said.
Sometimes you never know because they change it up depending on school kids.
That's right.
But I think that's what she said. And that's what we did last year. Boy, we had fun with those kids.
We did. They had them in the back of the... had them in the back of our car. They could lay down. They could stand up. They could sit down. They could stand up on the... street or whatever they wanted to do.
Multiple times.
Yep, but it was fun.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Are you doing anything?
I don't know. Yeah. Don't know what my daughter has in mind.
Well, there you go. Just go along. Go with the flow, right?
She's got some, relatives up for, her husband, my sister and her kids are up.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, they're here now. Yeah, I guess they're going to be here. I think I heard my daughter say maybe a couple of weeks.
That's a long vacation visit.
They've already been here. I guess might as well say a week already.
Yeah, it's a long vacation. What do they say about visitors? They're like fish.
Yeah, they're like fish. They can begin to... I can't remember the quote, but yeah. Yeah, fish and visitors are only good for a couple of days.
A couple of days.
Something like that. Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
So, it's all right.
We got another caller.
So cool.
All right, you take, well, take care. God bless.
Thanks, Glenn. Have a good weekend.
Well, you have a super weekend, okay? And I hope you have fun.
Stay cool.
Mm-hmm.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Who do we have on the line, Robin?
Brett Jr.
Oh, okay. Good morning. How are you?
Mr. Allen, it's Robin. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. How about yourself?
It's good to hear you guys. I'm on my way to work right now, but
yep.
I was listening to the show and just wanted to share a little story with you. This week, my crew worked real hard, you know, getting everybody ready for their travels and everything.
Spurry's Tire Service, yep.
Yes, sir. And it kind of bothered me because I had three different customers after I wished them Happy 4th of July, Happy Independence Day. They took the time to tell me that they do not celebrate it. And I cut the conversation short, thanked them for their business, but it hurt. It hurt because I've never heard anyone say that in my 20-odd years of working, and I'm finding that it's becoming a common thing where they go out of their way to tell me that they don't celebrate it. And it made me sad. It made me worry about the future generations coming up.
Yep.
And but yesterday, the roller coaster ride ended high. A customer that's been coming for 20 years showed right up and said, "Hey, I saw your flag look a little faded. Put this thing up." It made me upset, and he gave me a brand new American flag.
Wow.
Oh, that's
awesome. Even better. That's great, man.
And it worked so beautifully because the individual that told me they did not celebrate Independence Day witnessed that. And I hope that they felt something from it. How a complete stranger walks right in and goes out of their way to purchase an American flag, give it to us, and tell us to fly it high. And anyway, that just made me feel good yesterday.
Well, that's good. I don't understand these people who I don't celebrate it. Guess what? You have the freedom to say you don't want to celebrate our nation's independence, you know, because you live in America.
Man, it's such an important thing.
It is.
I've heard from both sides, both ways now, and it really makes you sad because that's all what this was all about. I mean, we are so screwed up right now.
Yeah, this country's in a little bit of trouble, I would think. But Brent, if you're listening, if you have a chance to listen in the next hour, and I hope you do, we have Dan Cox, candidate for governor of Maryland.
Yeah,
and
he's got his signs up there whenever he wants. By the way,
and there you go. Well, we'll tell him that we're going to talk with Dan, and I think after. On Independence Day weekend, I think after our listeners hear this guy, it might give us a little bit of hope, at least for Maryland.
That's great to hear. Okay,
Brent, we're getting ready to go to close. Please listen. I've got to tell you one thing. Your call made my day.
Oh, that's you guys make my day. I don't get much time to listen to you, but I love what you do. I have a lot of friends that love what you guys do. Just keep it up. Keep going. And have a great weekend.
Thanks, Brent. You too, buddy.
Have a super day.
See you guys.
Bye-bye.
Everybody, get out. Stay out. Stay safe. Be proud of your country. There's still a lot of good out there.